Music, food, art. These things define and unite us. And they come in colors that breathe culture. Colors that connect us with their variety and richness. You'll find that same variety in Valspar Ultra Paints. Great coverage and durability starting at $29.98 per gallon. Enjoy everyday protection against scuffs and wear with a smooth, washable finish. We're made of colors. And with Valspar Ultra, you can reflect that pride of culture you have inside on every wall of your home. Available at Lowe's.
Bring on the off-road. Bring home a new Honda. With a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles, conquer trails and back roads in cars built for exploring. With the rugged Honda Pilot, Ridgeline, CRV, and Passport, the road might stop, but you're not done. All from the 2025 Kelley Blue Book Best Value brand.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Email is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hello, F fellas. Off, Nick. That's your first time.
F off, Nick. Hello, fellas. Been in the lifestyle for about 10, 11 years now. I've known people from each area of the lifestyle, including Hot Wife. The ones I've known usually would have their wives go and hook up with others as a way to get them more excited. Then they would come home and be much more excited when they arrived home. The husband would be waiting to have much better sex when the days...
Wasn't she tired and sore sometimes, though?
Yeah, well, maybe she's got some stamina.
Energy, yeah, right.
Yeah, I've also been in situations...
Shouldn't they just call it wife, though, until we see their face?
Yeah, and where the husband just wanted to see his wife be pleased in front of him, or film it, and take pictures of the finished product.
All right.
So this guy sounds like he might have been the bull.
The finished product.
Yeah.
In that situation.
The bull. So, Nick, next time your dad's in town, we got to look at his hands.
Do I even want to know why?
There's such a look of terror on Nick's face.
Well, it's not about always date a guy with small hands, make your dick look bigger. It's not that bit. Size of your fingers can predict if you're gay or straight, new studies saying. Basically, just hold your hand up, guys. And if your ring finger is just a little smaller than your middle finger, you're probably straight. If it's a lot smaller... You could be bi or gay.
What's a lot smaller?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me see. Paul, hold your hand up. Let me look at that.
Well, my ring finger, the top, it hits, it goes about halfway into the fingernail of my middle finger.
My ring finger would go up to the fingernail of the middle finger.
Push. You afraid to show us your hands?
Sorry, I was working.
Hold them tight like that. Hold them tight like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's super gay. Finger,
yours is really gay. You have the longest middle finger, it looks like, so far. Okay. You might be bi then. I don't know. It's called 2D to 4D.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. The ratio in these studies is known as 2D, 4D, or digital, the second digit, the index finger, compared to the fourth digit, the ring finger. In typical males, 2D, 4D ratio is lower, meaning index finger that's shorter than the ring finger. Yeah. And then...
Wait. What happens when the index finger is slightly shorter than the ring finger?
Then you're probably straight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah, I get
was
that.
Thinking I could open up a whole new world.
Yeah. Well, you can still do it, Todd, if you want.
Yeah, but
like Aladdin.
Not if I'm straight.
Yeah.
And I'm not attracted to dudes.
No, you're not.
No. I mean, I might like some... celeb for just for the bit.
This is really
just so I could tell the story, but I'm really not attracted.
This is for the bit. I could be gay. Yeah, it's a weird thing. And they've done studies with hands. It doesn't mean it's true, but you know,
no, you hear all
this is actual. This is actual study.
They draw lots of conclusions from the length of your digits.
Right.
2D 4D sounds like a Star Wars character.
Right. Yeah. Apparently, it's considered to be a sign of androgen exposure in the womb, potentially pointing towards a person's sexuality later in life.
What's androgen?
Don't know. It's androgen. You know, it's probably something gay.
Steroid hormones. Yeah. And drive male sexual development, muscle growth, and bone density.
Yeah, of androgynous?
Probably, Todd. It's got to be.
And I don't even know what that means right off the top of my head.
That's one of those words that I I've heard and I feel like I know what it means, but
androgynous?
Isn't androgynous like Rocky
guy can
Horror
look like a woman?
Show?
You can't tell who they are, right?
Like, wait, a dude dressed up like a guy in drag.
Said, yes, it was fun. My ex liked it when I would come home. Okay. My ex liked it when I would come home and tell him how it went. Plus, we'd have sex right after to make it more exciting. Okay. Is that the one you just read, taught him? Oh, I just got that sent to
me. No.
That's a new one? Okay.
That's a different one.
Yeah. Oh, that's from the hall pass.
Nick doesn't have a hall pass.
Yeah. I just said the hall pass. I didn't say anything
right.
else.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna.
That's helpful.
Yeah, I'm just gonna.
Really?
It's better. I'm not gonna say
it is.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say the hall pass. Yeah,
the hall pass.
We'll just call it the hall pass bureau now. All right.
That only took 4 years to figure out.
It's almost like he didn't want
to. Yeah, I called her that, and then Puss jumped and said that was it. Oh, she sent us an obligatory photo too of her butt. Right, thank you, appreciate that. Earlier.
Obligatory.
We kind of beg for it, don't we?
Yeah, sure. She's heard us be real disappointed when she just interacts with a comment.
I remember we had a golf tournament shortly after she'd started reaching out to the show.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it a lot at the time. And then Todd, you were like, are you getting any crap about that at home? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And you were just like, yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then shut up about it. Right?
That's not how this works.
No, if you specifically request shut up about it, you're just going to make matters worse.
Right.
But in that situation, I think the wife, any wife, should be excited, be flattered that some other woman thinks their man is hot.
Well, and vice versa.
Especially knowing he's not going to be the hall pass, but you are the hall pass for somebody.
I think I've been more surprised than anything.
There's a Deadpool name called Todd's Hall Pass. We don't know who that is. Could be a dude.
Yeah, probably.
It's a guy. Yeah.
So I would think of it, looking at it the right way now.
Again, Todd doesn't have a hall pass. To clarify, I think the Deadpool name was Todd is my hall pass.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. So, she has permission.
Well,
from,
Nick is somebody's hall pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't need the hall pass anymore because she's not with that guy.
But Nick does not have a hall pass.
You're helping Puss And remember, Saturday is steak and oral sex day for the guys. Okay. That's
not quite as cool when you can't really use the euphemism.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Take something off of it.
Stupid broadcast rules.
Yeah. So you know, ladies, what you got to do, you know. For steak and...
You're putting that out there.
I am putting it out there. Yeah. Yeah.
To an audience of one.
I'm trying to help you guys out, too. Any guy listen to the show driving in the car with their wives, you know, or girlfriends, or boyfriends for that matter.
Why is
that's a good point. It was two gay dudes.
Right.
Who gets it? I guess they both get a steak.
Why is it got to be on Saturday?
That's what they call it. It's
a holiday.
Why is Valentine's Day on the 14th?
Okay.
So it's the 14th of March. It's one month later.
I prefer that to be a floater.
Whenever you get a steak, whatever it happens, just call it that.
Right. Or, just make the declaration within the household.
Bust open the door today when you come home at 5.
On your own.
Your wife's all tired. Today.
You might have to give a little more notice than that.
Okay, an hour. Okay.
Plus, I would argue it should probably go in the other order.
Get one first. Then
I don't.
Steak.
I don't want a big. Yeah. I don't want a big steak and then that.
Yeah.
Let's do that in the other order.
Yeah, it should be the other way around.
Well, you're in no position to make demands.
No. No.
Eat, then it'll happen.
I'm just saying, a big meal is not the best thing before. Sex.
Yeah, a big late loaded down steak. Exactly.
Yeah.
So how about you?
Right. Because nobody goes out to dinner and then has sex.
I'm just saying. I don't think it's the ideal order.
Well, and they shouldn't, by the way. That's what Mel Robbins was telling people that are in committed long-term relationships. Have sex before you go out.
Do the sex first.
Yeah. I've seen other relationship experts say that, too. Just prioritize the sex first and then go out and have
a
good
evening. You're not worried about the alcohol intake, how hammered you are. I realize when you're younger.
Sometimes the alcohol intake is good.
For the girl, the guy's ready to go no matter what.
And it produces less inhibition.
But then you're also not fighting off Taco Bell bubbles in your stomach after.
If that's where you take your lady for dinner, then that's on you, man.
Right.
I'm talking about real dinners and real dates.
You go to Taco Bell, you don't deserve anything.
Exactly.
Hey, many people end up at Taco Bell late at night. After the bar.
Well, first of all, we're talking about dinner and a date. Have sex before you go out. Okay. You're right, because then you might get the squirts of the sheets while you're sleeping, you know.
Or after.
Or having sex, for that matter.
Have sex when it's available to you.
Well, that's basically what happens.
Yeah.
But I
we're
do
speaking
like,
in an ideal
I do
world.
Like what she said about that, you know. I think that makes a lot of sense, to have sex before you go out. That way, most guys can perform and don't get the whiskey dink, you know.
You haven't said something
drink.
To piss her off yet.
And vodka the vodka drink. What else kind of drink do you get there, Todd?
Cider dink and the lager dink.
You get knocked down.
And then sometimes you just stay down in that situation.
Just from Randy just told my wife about steak and, you know, oral day. She said, hope she finds someone to do it. Then he asked if it's me, but nope, I'm not going to help you out there, Randy.
Doesn't Randy live in Florida?
Yeah, Randy does live in Florida. I think you're right. I'll see you there. But I'm not going to. I'll be there, too, when staking.
So you could.
Yeah, I could. Well, luckily I'm with a woman that day. So
from the AAA newsroom, that's what it says. Spring break, all the assholes are headed to Florida.
Yep. Just want to get out of the weather.
Orlando, Lauderdale, Miami, Tampa. So if you want to meet a spring break asshole, that's the place to go.
Yeah, well,
Florida.
Kids having fun. I don't care. I don't hang with them. You know, I'm not going to have the same timeline as they are. Yeah.
Are you going to the MTV Spring Break House? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I am. You'll see me dancing
up
there.
You and Simon Rex hanging out? Mm.
Be a I'm good career move
me,
if
me and Paulie sure are going to host it.
Yeah.
Buddy.
58-year-old Paulie. And I might be slightly a couple of 8 years older than him.
But, who has gotten in trouble at the spring break house?
They still have a spring break house?
I don't know.
No, they haven't done that for years.
MTV shut down anyway, for that matter. Yeah.
Didn't Danny Bonaducci. There was trouble at the spring break house. MTV.
One year?
Probably the 80s.
Okay, it had to be the 80s, yeah, because it lasted through the early 90s, I believe, all that stuff.
I think there was crack involved.
Yeah. Oh, was it crack?
Yeah, and of course you use crack to wean yourself off heroin?
Of transvestite hookers.
No, Billy Idol.
Billy Idol used crack to
Billy
wean
Idol
yourself
did
off
that, yes,
heroin.
Yeah. That's his new documentary, I Should Be Dead or something like that. Billy Idol Should Be Dead,
yeah.
I think it's called, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's still in theaters, not in streaming yet. Which I really want
and
to
And I
say.
Want to say Lawrence Taylor had some kind of connection to the spring break house.
Really?
Or maybe he just did a lot of crack.
Yeah.
he did that.
He just got busted for crack.
He did. And we discussed crack yesterday, by the way.
Oh, yeah. How long you should. No, I think you're not supposed to do it at all.
Yeah.
According to the, I don't know, whoever made up the drug guidelines.
Right, exactly.
How much break you should take. You should never do crack. And you should always take a break from crack.
No, I think you never do crack.
Right.
Always take a break from other stuff. I forgot what it was. No, I already forgot.
Crack was on the don't do it ever list.
Yeah, heroin, crack.
Meth.
Meth.
And GHB.
Right.
All the other drugs are fair game, so go for it, kids.
Take the appropriate break. Right.
By kids, I mean 18 plus.
Don't do roofies, kids.
I can't
imagine recreationally doing roofies.
Well, if you want to roofie yourself.
Yeah, but what's the point of that? Aren't you just
going to
pass out?
Available for somebody you really wouldn't normally have sex with?
I think it's a...
Like I want to have sex with that person, but I'm not attracted to them, so I might as well roofie myself.
Like it's a big downer.
Yeah.
Like if you were a Quaalude fan back in the day, you might like a roofie.
Who are you talking to, Todd?
Talking to an audience of one.
Yeah.
Looking for some roofies for the weekend?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.